breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, you just heard from Governor George Pataki, the last Republican governor to serve, and what he's looking for by way of potential new governor and some of the ideas that he spilled forth there. There are two names that in our own forum with Kevin McCullough, we had shot to the front, and they have reflected what the polls have said for a long time. This is really, and nothing against Rob Astorino, he's a good man. This is really a two-man race, and we are pleased to have one of those two men back with us now, Andrew Giuliani, the son of the former mayor of New York City. Andrew, it seems like I'm talking to you all the time these last 3 weeks, but it's good to have you back. What's the tone and feel of being on the trail today? Is there a healthy turnout? Are you excited about the energy around today's election?
I really am, and I saw that last week after you did the candidates forum, that there was a poll that came out that had us up a couple of points, and that's honestly where our internals have it. We have us up 4 points in this thing going into Election Day, but it's within the margin of error, and that's why we're telling everybody to come on out and vote today on Election Day. If the polls are closing in a few hours, you got to get on out and do your civic duty, and we're asking you to come on out and vote for Andrew Giuliani.
Yeah. Well, and I've appreciated the tone with which you and Lee and Rob have conducted the campaign. I think that you're all three honorable people, and I feel like that Republicans are getting a really good choice of options, and I think that there's nothing bad about that. Let's assume, at least for the duration of this segment, that you are successful today. That pits you against Kathy Hochul and the machine. What is your strategy in terms of talking to people that may not be hardcore partisans in New York State, in New York City? Can you win two or more of the boroughs? Where is your strength? What is your strategy going forward beyond today if you are successful?
Well, I believe it's actually pushing on a lot of the same buttons that we're pushing on now, because honestly, it's not a red or blue thing keeping New Yorkers safe. And I have to tell you, the thing that's been amazing to me over the last year to actually see for New Yorkers is how many people look at crime as the number one issue, whether or not you're blue or red. And to me, that's the thing that's so important in all this. We're going to continue to talk about how we make sure we reduce crime, because all over the state, Kevin, it's a massive problem. You have to get rid of bail reform. That's something that I've said. I will sit down on day one with Stuart Cousins and with Hastie and tell them very simply, I need a full repeal of bail reform on my desk, or I'm not funding your top priorities in the budget, and we'll fire rogue district attorneys like Alvin Bragg. But I think when you look at quality of life issues, when you look at cost of living issues, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat in New York, those issues are affecting us the same, and that's why more and more people, as we've seen nationally, are flocking to the Republican message.
It's not a mystery. There's no secret formula to figuring the crime problem out. It's simply reversing bad policy and then being committed to doing those things, those tactics, those strategies that your father in his administration in the city and Governor Pataki statewide, these things that worked well and that everybody knows will get the job done. But I sense that the mayor, even though he's a Democrat, desires to have a partner in Albany that really wants to help him tackle the crime issue, because he sees how it has plagued his borough of Brooklyn and now for the city as a whole. And I think I when he's basically been given the back of the hand by, you know, the governor and the two leaders in Albany, he's looking for an ally. He's looking for a partner.
Well, look, you certainly nailed it in the sense that it's not going to take a brain surgeon in terms of figuring out what you have to do. This is about dusting off the playbook. And we like to call it the Giuliani playbook, because it worked pretty darn well in New York City in the 90s, taking New York from the rotting apple, over 2,200 murders a year, to less than 600 murders a year in 5 short years. We can do that again, Kevin. And in terms of Eric Adams, you know, you may be very well be right on this. I think Eric is probably making, unfortunately, political decisions now rather than decisions that actually would be best for New Yorkers. And I think that's why we haven't seen crime addressed the way that it should be. I think if he wanted to use his leverage, he would have gone up to Albany and gotten a repeal of bail reform done in February when he came back with his tail between his legs. But I think he's balancing out. How can I be accepted at the Met Galas and the other liberal cocktail balls of the world while making sure that I can actually address what I believe his true legacy is going to be, which is whether or not crime goes up under his watch, as we've seen over the first 6 months, or whether he can actually stem this crime wave and actually bring it back down. If he can point to a Republican governor in Albany and say, hey, you know, I blame this guy for broken windows. I blame this guy for stop, question, and frisk. Kevin, I am happy to be the bad guy if that means that we're going to reduce crime and we're going to make sure that New Yorkers are more safe. Actually, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't be doing my job if I was not the bad guy at those liberal cocktail parties.
I get this from parents 24/7. They are concerned about CRT. They are concerned about gender identity studies. They are concerned about people talking to their 5 to 8 year olds about body parts and whether or not they match their brains. What does Giuliani do as governor to help protect and to keep our children safe in the public schools?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Today, actually, my daughter, Grace, who's 7 months old tomorrow, is traveling around with us on her first election day, if you will. And that's actually something my wife and I think about all the time. I think this is very simple. I look at the Parental Rights and Education Act that was passed in Florida, and I think we need to have a blueprint that's very similar to what was passed in Florida. I said this during the debate a couple nights ago here, Kevin, which is very simply this. When it comes to teaching the history of the United States of America, it can't be based off of a fictionalized 1619 project. We have to teach the good, we have to teach the bad, but we also have to teach the incredible. There are more people coming to the United States of America because it is such a beacon for hope around the world. That is something that absolutely needs to be taught and be proud of in New York. But from education specifically, I would look at two things. One, we need to raise the charter school cap from 460 statewide and make sure we at least double it, which I've promised by the end of my first term, to over 1,000. And then I would also look at a tax credit program. So that way, if you don't like the way that your public school was working, you would have those tax dollars in your hands so you can apply it to the tuition at a parochial school, at a yeshiva school if you're Jewish, or at a private school or a home school, because I really think that brings the free market into education and it makes parents the primary stakeholder in their kids' education.
An economy in a Giuliani administration, what are you aiming for?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because in looking at the cost of living in New York over here, it's just absolutely absurd when we think that our budget in New York is $220 billion versus Florida's $98 billion. And Florida has a million more people. I wonder why we're leading the country in out-migration and they're leading the country in in-migration of U.S. citizens. First and foremost, one of the things that I worked on for 4 years with President Trump in the White House was his regulatory promise that for every regulation he'd sign into law, he would cut two. That number was over 8-1 by the time he walked out of the White House. And that's why we saw record low unemployment in early 2020. To me, that's the same approach we need to take in New York. We're competing, unfortunately, from a tax and regulatory perspective with the likes of California. We should be competing more with the Floridas, the Texases, and the Tennessees of the world. We need to send a very clear message that New York is open for business again, and under a Governor Giuliani, we will be responsible with your tax dollars. That is a promise.
Well, Andrew, you know that I can't officially cheer for you because I've stayed Switzerland throughout the primary, but I'm wanting the best candidate to step forward, and I will be joining forces with whoever the nominee is. Best luck to you and your team. You've worked very hard, and friends, the polls are open for a few more hours. In fact, Andrew, what time do they close officially?
They close at 9 o'clock, so make sure you get on out there and vote. Do your civic duty, and obviously I'm asking to come on out and vote for Andrew Giuliani. Yeah. But as always, Kevin, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to talking to you all the way through November 8th when you give Crime Wave Kathy Hochul that pink slip she deserves.
All right. Be well on the campaign trail today, Andrew. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
There he goes. One of the candidates that is asking for your support this week, this day. It is primary day, so get out and do your part. Kevin McCullough, very special show. Still ahead. Don't go away.